Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Yeah. Thank you so much, worship team. Glory to God. Thank you all for coming. You're welcome. Good to see all of you. Amen. Just greet your neighbor and welcome them for coming. Glory be to God. Yeah. Abba didn't know that we were supposed to end with sing, eh? With I love you, eh? Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. But it was good. Hallelujah. You have heard, I read, and you've heard, you guys, yeah, through, I think, Joseph, that someone went through the Bible, the Old Testament, and realized that it is written only in one place, where someone ever told God that I love you. I think that is Psalm 18, verse 1. You know, eh? Of course, it says that I will love you, eh? Okay, but now, in the Hebrew, there is no future tense. In the Hebrew, there is no future tense. Hebrew is the language of faith. Faith, there's no future in faith. Glory be to God. Amen. When God called Abraham, he told him, he didn't say that I will bless you and I will make you great. He told him, basically, it was like now, I have done it. There was no things of what tomorrow, what, you know. Glory be to God. And that is actually how the work of faith is. Okay, when God tells you something, you are it. Hallelujah. You're what? You are it. Hallelujah. You eat, you have it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is just that. And so, that psalm, he says that, I will love you. Or I love you. Apparently, someone realized that that is the only place where someone ever told God that I love you. And I don't know who wrote that psalm. I don't know if it's David or someone. By the way, all psalms are not of David. Okay? So, I don't know who this is, but he's the only person who is recorded. Maybe others did, but it wasn't recorded. Okay? Now this makes this I love you thing, telling God it's a big deal. Hallelujah. That's why that song shouldn't be taken lightly. Amen? Or songs of that kind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. Now, I wasn't supposed to be preaching today. You know this preaching thing, contrary to what some of you think, man, it is tiring. Just one sand, two sandals can, you know? And that's why even these guys keep on switching. You know, it's tiring, you know. So I thought after last week I was done. I thought, you know, I was done. Amen. And someone came and told me that this time it wasn't P2 stuff. It was bitter, really, you know. Glory be to God. Amen. That day I prayed that Evelyn would be here. Because we preached about the faithful God and Eve. So I was like, man, this would be a good thing for him. But apparently, people say it was the best of the best. Now you're lying. Because you said that it was the second best. That is someone I preached about plan A and plan B, which I don't remember. At Zoe, I don't know. Anyway, glory be to God. Amen. By the way, I think you guys, concerning prosperity and giving, it seems like you're doing well, because I am a prosperity preacher first and foremost. Never forget that. So that when one day I talk about it, you say, now he has backslidden. First and foremost, I'm that. But it's amazing that now, you know, I haven't preached that thing in a long time. You know, so it looks like you guys are doing well concerning that subject. It looks like. Because where would then God be? You know, eh? It's either you're doing well or God is like, Baleke, you've done your best, yeah? But I don't think it's that. Eh? Amen. The way we pay our rents here at LAT, eh? Hey, but I think you guys, anyway, I'm a pastor, so I think, like, I'm in charge of all this, so you cannot really understand me when I say that this LAT thing is a miracle. How we pay our, it's a miracle. For me, I just don't know how it happens, by the way. Week, you know, because Rachel gives me updates every Monday, like whether the rents are paid, you understand? Eh? And I don't know where that money comes from. Eh? Amen? To clear the rents for the week. By Monday, yeah, she has paid for Wednesday, for Thursday, and for the following. Now, like here right now, it is those guys who owe us. We have already sorted them for this week, for today. You know, eh? Now, I tend to believe that money is not given. For some of you, it's not given willingly. And you even don't know that it has been what? We're given until you go somewhere for lunch or to fuel your cars after here. And then you're like, hey man, what happened to my money? I'm convinced that angels pickpocket you guys. In the same way how you come here every Sunday. Hey, some of you look at you and like, what brings you guys here? It is angel, and it's a miracle. Eh? Glory be to God. So I wasn't supposed to preach, eh? But since the someone was supposed to preach, but they had an assignment, some work to do this morning. So, yeah, amen. So I was brought in just to, you know, hallelujah. Yeah. So anyway, but today we shall just talk about what we've talked about for the last 3 weeks. Eh? Amen. The most important thing we have talked about is of course, God is faithful. Eh? God is what? Is faithful. Eh? But we used the persons of Eve, of Abraham, and of David. Eh? Okay? God told Eve, after the fall, eh? You know, eh? But do you know who the first king was? The first king in the world. Who knows? The first king. Eh? The first king was Adam. Eh? Amen? The first king was Adam. Juliana, the first king was Enchintu. Amen. Hallelujah. It's amazing. You can ask guys here. Eh? This background, what? See, the first king was Enchintu. Man, never take things for granted. I have learned that what I call P2 stuff, man. Man, God will say, like, stop saying that thing, P2. You don't know the guys you're dealing with. That's first king. Someone, eh? You know, eh? Hmm? Hallelujah. But this is strange. I'm looking for Baganda, you know. Now, this is dangerous, eh? If you have to look hard, you know, eh? Very dangerous. Amen. Now you can really see I wasn't supposed to preach today because up to now I haven't said anything. But, hey, this thing, I'm looking for a guy. You know, now this is dangerous when you have to look for tribes in a church. Eh? Okay? There's someone who said, where's, he's not here. Someone said, can't you change to what? Someone said, you remember when Zoe, now I might corrupt some of you, eh? But let me say this, eh? But you know that I'm joking and don't go looking for what I've said to say, yeah, really, really. Eh? You remember when Zoe, when we shifted from open house to La Bonita, eh? Hmm? Some of you now are going to feel bad. You're like, yeah, these guys. So that first day, they introduced the committee, eh? The management group. Now, for me, I didn't see it. By the way, I didn't grow up. For me, by the way, this thing of tribe, it's alien to me. Eh? Those things of tribe, they're alien. So, I didn't see nothing until some guy, what? leak. Same man. Eh? They introduced me. Same man. Eh? Now, a guy who loves Jesus, eh? Jesus is the king, Jesus is only, but some of the two things which what? Which? Eh? Anyway, those of you who are there, you give same man, look at this. These guys, eh? Hallelujah. Amen. So, I was like, and so I was talking to Rachel about it, I think 2 weeks ago. Then she said, but LAT also, huh? You might get in trouble. But I was like, how? Look at what she said, yeah, because now, quest cigar. Then I say, actually, I might get in trouble. Eh? Because for the last, 1 month, there have been some ladies, some people behind the pastor, and they all don't look like the first king was changed. And I was like, wait a minute, am I getting in trouble? See, now you look, see that church, you know, look at the people around the pastor, you know. I was like, now this is, but anyway, God is good. Hallelujah. So, the first king was Adam, Okay, the first king was what? I had Damba. So, now you can really see a guy who wasn't supposed to preach. Amen. So the first king was Adam. Adam was the first king. When he fell, he lost his kingship. Amen. He lost a what? He lost a crown. Okay. He lost a kingdom. Okay. And he gave it over to the... Yeah. Now, the promise God gave Eve, where he said that her seed would crush the serpent's head, okay? That essentially was to get back what the enemy had stolen, okay? So that now man takes back the rulership, the kingship, okay? And so the seed of the woman was going to be the king, take back. That's why there's someone who said that this whole world, this whole history, it is just about two men all called Adam. Okay? The first Adam and the last Adam. Okay? So that was the promise to Eve. Okay? Then years later, God meets Abraham and he tells him that your seed, through your seed, all the nations of the world will be blessed. You see, And again, that seed, like we learned, that was Jesus who came. Jesus, the son of Abraham. Okay? Then he got David. He told him the same thing. Your seed. Okay? And he told him that your house will reign forever. Glory be to God. Amen? So, actually, what we've been talking about, unknowing to you guys, we've been talking about the kingdom. The kingdom that is coming, the kingdom that will last forever and ever with a king who will never die because that king is God, God incarnate. Hallelujah. Amen. So today we are just going to talk about that. The king, that kingdom that is coming. By the way, I love this subject. I think I this thing called the millennium, the millennial rule, man. It is rule, of Christ. You guys, have you ever figured the fact that Jesus will come back and reign physically on earth? Have you? I'm telling you, just imagine, and life will still be like this. It will still be like this. It won't be like now some mystical thing, some spiritual thing. No. If he came back next year, no view will still be here. Do you understand? And these chairs will be the same chairs. Glory be to God. So most probably, Jesus sometime maybe can decide to catch a flight, to visit, I'm telling you, it will be like that. Do you understand? It will be Jesus. You know how you see Museven in State House? Jesus will be in a state house. Jerusalem, real physical. You know, this man, when you start to think about it, like life will still be like this. You know, and Jesus will be here. The way he was when he came the first time. You know, But only now he's coming as a king now to take over what he paid for, Now will take over and reign. Now for me, the way, you know, when you start to, when you sing I love you and you imagine Jesus in heaven, and most of you have never been to heaven, So it's kind of alien, strange, But for me, I rather picture him as he's here, you understand, Real, like, governing, not harassing. But man, these demonstrations, he's gonna, not demonstrations. I'm telling you, tear gas will be used. I'm telling you the truth. Yes. You don't agree? Okay. You're joking. Zechariah, you see, Zechariah chapter 14, okay? When he's coming, the first day, his first day. His first day is not going to be fun. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 14, from verse 2. It says, I, Jesus, this is the Lord. It says, I will gather all nations to battle against Jerusalem. Nations will be attacking, yet it's God who's gathering them. Okay? Then he says, the city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. The Lord will do what? Will go and do what? And fight. This is first day. Are you listening? No, this is serious. Okay? Then he says, and in that day, that first day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two. So there's going to be an earthquake that day. Books of the Bible, we'll say an earthquake. Okay? So it will make a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the what? The south. Then you shall flee through that valley, Okay? The Jews, they'll flee through that what? Now, what will happen? In that valley, the armies, the enemies will want to go after them, Man, do you know what is going to happen in that valley? Man, blood is going to be shed. It talks about miles where blood will be up to whatever of horses. And the main person behind it is Jesus. You see, these things are not serious. That is first day. First day. Okay? Now, there's a verse here which is scary. Verse 12. It says, and this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Have you seen it? Their sockets shall dissolve in their eyes. Shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues shall dissolve in their mouth. This is day one. Day one is come to take over. But he's not doing this to his children, the enemies. Okay, this Jesus, you guys, you had better get a wholesome picture of who Jesus is. He's going to, guys, you're still standing. And guys, just eyes too, Now, if you can do that, what about tear gas? Which is worse? Tear gas or this? Tear gas, the eyes just itch. This one, they dissolve, man. You know, things, you know, now this is first day. Amen? Now, you know, this, that is first day or the millennium, the millennial rule. Okay? And by the way, it's not like the moment he appears, then the whole world will believe in him. No way. You know, the Bible is so clear. There will be rebels. The same way he came the first time and they didn't, what? They didn't believe. Again, when he comes, it's not that the world is going to get saved. No. Amen? You know, eh? Glory be to God. Anyway, let me leave that bit, eh? Okay? Now, when he comes, the good thing, eh? You know, eh? The good thing about this is that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 to 4 and verse 6, we see that the enemy, the devil, will be bound for 1,000 years. Now that's good. Amen? Bound for 1,000 years. Okay? And then it says that, verse 6, it says that, and then, you know, the saints will reign with him forever. Okay? Verse 1. He said that, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should not deceive, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years are finished. Okay? Okay, verse 4. Then he says, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment, basically authority, you know, was committed to them. Now this is a very good. Then I saw thrones, okay, and they sat on them. Okay? Now, one of your life ambitions should be, you know, to be one of those people who will sit on those thrones. Okay? Verse 6 says that, and they reigned with him for 1,000 years. Hmm? Okay? One of your life ambitions, you guys, should be to be one of those people sitting on those thrones. Amen? To sit on those thrones, eh? You know, there'll be different, you know, again, work will continue. Eh? People will go to office. You understand? I don't know what you guys think about the coming of the Lord. People will go to offices to work. You know, eh? Because, you know, when the millennium starts, there will be people who will have now glorified bodies. Hmm? You see, eh? And those are the people who will sit on those thrones to reign with Jesus, eh? Because this is happening after the rapture. Then there will be those who will have been around during the tribulation. So they're still around when Jesus comes with the saints who have glorified bodies. Eh? Okay? So work will continue. And people will apply for jobs. I'm telling you, when Jesus came the first time, when people doing work, do you understand? Fellowships, church services, they will continue glorifying what the king. Okay? The worship team will still go for rehearsals on Saturday. You know, you guys don't, this, you know, you have to understand, right? This Bible, you see, when you start thinking what things will be, that's what guys say now, what, you know, things will be, they will continue, but in a glorified way. Okay? So there will be human beings who will still be ukano. Eh? Who we shall find. Eh? Hopefully you won't be among them. You know, who we shall find when we come back, we shall find them. Ukano guys. Those guys will still be corrupt. You understand? Eh? But slowly by slowly, Jesus will curb all that. Hmm? You know, eh? The Bible says he's going to reign with an iron scepter. Yeah? scepter. You know, eh? You know, you're joking. This Jesus is not coming to he's not coming to only hug people. You understand? Yeah? Hugging what he moves from, whatever. Jerusalem, walking, hugging people through Egypt, Sudan, and northern Uganda. Ooh, Karuma, hugging. No. One of the things would be fire. You understand? To put things in order. Glory be to God. Because by his blood, he bought back this earth. Eh? So now he's coming to take charge. Eh? Do you understand? To reign. You had better read your Bible as well. Eh? You see, that's why this great thing has to be put in proper context. And now, this is the sad bit. You see, whatever is coming in the millennium, eh? Most of it is good. Eh? But we have seen this bad, which is actually good. The Bible says, by the way, that the judgments of the Lord are righteous. In fact, it says that the judgments of the Lord are to be desired. Have you read those scriptures? Have you ever read them? When you're reading Paul, what? It says that the judgments are to be desired. You know, eh? Okay? What was I saying? Anyway, so he's coming back to, you know, put things in order, eh? Glory, and that will be good. This God doesn't do any evil. So even his judgments are for good. Hallelujah. So, but there will be guys who still won't believe. But there will be guys who even want to know that he came. You guys are saying, you had better read your Bibles, you guys. When he came the first time, did your clan leader in Buganda Kingdom, that is if Buganda Kingdom was even there. This is a recent thing. Dawudichwa is a recent thing. When he came, some of these kingdoms were not there, by the way. They were not. So anyway, did Africans know that he came? No, he didn't. No, of course, now we shall see on TV, WhatsApp, messages, group, man, the gas, you know, eh? But there are some people who want to know. You understand? There are some people who want to know that he came. So the gospel will still be preached. People will travel from Jerusalem, from where, going to tell people that the king has come. The king came. You know, the gospel will still be preached. And believe in him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept him as a king. The gospel will continue. Have you thought about those things? Amen? You know, eh? Anyway, what I wanted to say about the judgments, you know, now, all the judgments that are coming, you know, the enemies of God, and the good that is coming, that we're going to see, there's something which you hear, I said to you, something called testing the powers of the age to come. You know, the good that is coming in this dispensation, we get to test of it. Okay? Now, even the judgments, there is a test of it. Testing now. Even Paul told some guys, I think the Thessalonians, he told them that, you know, the Lord will recompense, you know, evil for those, you understand, who are messing you up. And it didn't mean, you know. I remember years ago, there were people who were messing up Elvis. Then the Lord gave him that scripture. It is somewhere in the Bible. Then he said that I'm going to what? To mess him up. Now, don't think that prophecy wasn't fulfilled. It happened, and there were people very close to him. The Lord messed them up. Now, this is years ago. It's not a recent thing. So these things still happen today. To this day, God still judges humans, but not as severely as it is going to be then. The Lord is still in the what? In the judgment business. It's true, eh? You read all your Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation. You understand, eh? He's still doing those things, eh? He's still doing, and people think it's a devil, eh? You know, yet actually it's the Lord, eh? Amen? Now, if you want the Lord to mess up your enemies, now, because first of all, you are already in the kingdom, eh? When you got saved, you accepted him as king. Okay? Now, if you want the Lord, I know these things are strange to most of you, but anyway, if you want the Lord to help you mess up your enemies, what you do, don't fight back. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Have you read that scripture? It's there in Romans, I guess. But it says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Those things still happen to this day. And they don't happen to only unbelievers. The people God messed up were messing up Elvis. I know them. They were believers. In fact, there were people who had gotten even saved before him. And these were not pastors, by the way. It was just some people. The Lord messed them up. And the Lord said, see, now I've done it, what I told you. Hopefully, they learn a lesson. If they don't learn, I'll do it again. Amen? Glory be to God. So, if you're messing up people, you had better stop. You had better what? Now, if someone is retaliating, then that's good. You won't get the what? They won't get the judgment of God because you're fighting your battle. But the worst person to watch out for is the person who will say, "Unkuleke dem kama." Now, God is like, aha, now you know the scripture that vengeance is mine. You understand? You know, Hallelujah. But you're like, no, but I have to first give them a dose of mine, and then the Lord will add. They'll say, no. The moment you give a dose, it's finished. Hallelujah. Now for you, don't mess up people. Believers and all non-believers, don't. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, some people will sit on those thrones. Better be one of them, guys. Amen? Better be one of those people. Those thrones are for, they'll be for different spheres of life. You understand? Because life will continue, but in a glorified way. Okay? Soccer will go on. God is not what? Anti-football. You understand? Amen? So, you know, if God gave you a talent for soccer, what? You might be among those people to sit on a throne now, whatever in the what? The Uganda what? Uganda Cranes or what? You guys, this thing is not a joke. Life is good. You understand? Amen? Hallelujah. You see now, the Bible is very interesting. When you make the Bible so baba, you know it's... But now, it's going to be life. Of course, as usual, but not as usual. Amen? Corruption will continue, but Jesus will curb the corruption. Hallelujah. Amen? I mean, there are people who won't believe, who will say, no, yes, okay, you say it came, but no, that is what? A fallen angel who's masquerading, the civic cleanser. You know, And they will rebel, and the Lord will get them, man. Of course, he won't force them to accept him, but he will ensure that there is order. The Lord will enforce law and what? And order. And he will use all legal and righteous means to do that. So that's why I believe the tear gas, what? Amen? You had better accept this tear gas thing. If eyes can dissolve. Now, with tear gas, you should actually thank him. Same man for you, you know. Glory be to God. Amen. But be one of those thrones. How you're going to get on those thrones? Live like his king right now. Don't just do what you want to do. Inquire of him. Because the way how you're gonna, the status you're gonna have in that millennium will depend on how you related with him as king in this dispensation. Glory be to God. Don't just do your own things. Ask the king, your king, what you should do. And then when he tells you what you should do, do it. Do what? Do it. Hallelujah. If it is tight, talk to him. He's a loving king. He won't dissolve what? You know, God is not scared of things, but now God, that one is tight. Say, yeah, I know it's tight, but I'll give you my grace. He wants, you understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. The way Juliana is operating, she might sit on one of those, what? Those thrones. Glory be to God. Now, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12, one of the other things that will happen in that kingdom, Israel will be regathered back to their land. Okay, it says that it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnants of his people who are left from Assyria. Now, Assyria means Iraq, Iran. If you have an accent, you say Iraq, Iran. You know those things. Okay? So from all, verse 12, he will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from all the four corners of the earth. Israel will be what? Regathered. Okay? Back to their land. Again, like we say, that land is still theirs, and they will get back all the land. Okay? And that shows that also Israel, the Jews are still, you know, God's people. Glory be to God. This, whether, whatever they're doing, good or bad, they sell arms to who, those are yours. They're still what? God's people, and God will regather, and they will accept the Lord as their Messiah. Okay? So, you should love the Jews even now. Glory be to God. Amen? Well, Catholics don't believe that stuff. And most Protestants say, no, those things ended. The church repressed Israel. We are the Israel of God. You know, No. The Jews still hold their place. Hallelujah. But the Catholics don't believe in the book of Daniel. Did you know that? See, in fact, I learned recently, like last week, that Catholics actually don't give the name Daniel to kids. Because the things that are written in Daniel, Biba Isabuvi, you understand? So they don't believe in the book of Daniel. They don't. They said, no, it was why, you understand? But Jesus quoted from that same book. But Catholics, somehow, that book messes them up. Because they see these things, most of the things written there, they're against them, man. They don't, for your own information. Amen? Hallelujah. You see, that's why they don't believe in Jerusalem, that thing, they regard that, you understand? The church is now Israel. You know, and that's wrong. Glory be to God. A few years ago, there was something like in Israel when one of the whatever they call them terrorists attacked them. Then the Israel started hammering guys. Remember that thing? A few years ago, there was a riot over the whole world. They hammered fellows. You see? So I was at VCC And there was VCC has kids who are on rehabilitation from drugs. Okay, so I had one of them as he was sweeping outside, telling his friend that man, bali, abantu bakatonda. Bantu bakatonda neva kuba kwa bakuba bomwe ne bagamba mbu bantu bakatonda ne bakuba anyway Israel will be regathered to their what? To their land. And now their king will be David. David is coming back to what? To reign. We studied that, didn't we? Okay, Ezekiel 34, verse 23 and 24 says, I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed my people. He shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. Okay? And he says, I, the Lord, I have spoken. So King David is coming back to do what? To reign in Jerusalem as king. Okay? You know, And by the way, Jerusalem is going to be the capital city. You had better start loving those people at that place now. Amen? The capital city. State house will be in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Uganda might have what? Like a state lord, or you know those things. You know, I don't know. In fact, it won't be state house. This is a king. Kings don't stay in state houses. They stay in palaces. They stay where? In palaces. I've been reading about the history of Uganda. There are things, man. I thought I knew, but man, you don't know nothing, man. From the time Uganda became a British protectorate, there were the issues with the kings, especially Buganda, Some of them are sad, but you are. Now, by the way, I'm learning more and more not to take sides until I know the will of God about a matter. So some of these things, when you read them, especially if it is your tribe that is affected, you think, no, that was evil. But first find out, so God, which side were you on? And sometimes it is so hard to hear what God is saying. Amen? But one of the things I read, man, was that Mutesa too, he wasn't agreeing with the governor, some guy called Godone. So they called him to state house in Entebbe. The governor called him there. The guy had his plot. All these things, man. So anyway, he went. The governor was seated there, then Mutesa and his guard and driver sat, and they began to talk, Then this guy says, now, you know what? We are deporting you. He's like, So, immediately, police entered the room. Then they told the Kawakashu, got him out, put him in a car, drove him to the airport to London. Finished. See history, This is what happened, man. Just like that. Now you are, that was bad, But, yeah, of course. But now, ask yourself. Now, I don't know at that time on whose side God was on. This Christianity thing is dangerous. If you like really want to be pleasing to God, if you really want to walk in the will of God, it gets to a level where if you're serious, man, you just be, because you have to get to a level where his thoughts become your thoughts. You understand? So that means you first, you are God. I don't have an, okay, my opinion is this, but what is yours? You understand? So you become a little bit, you understand, where it's like, man, you are like a daft guy. What do you have to say about Tojikwatako? What is your, I mean, then you're like, for me, I don't know. Why don't you know this man, 35, you understand? But you're like, but my God, why did God give you a brain? You know, these things, man, not for me, not like this Tojikwatako thing. I really don't know. I'm telling you, I don't know. Yeah? I first want to, the day I get a clear thing, who say, I'll come and tell you. Which side God is on? Eh? These things, man, are deadly, dangerous. Like when Mutesa went, then somehow things happened and he came back. Man, I read that when his sister, when she heard that man, the guy has been, for now, apparently she collapsed and died. Is that true? True, man. Then I heard Apostle Serada saying that what? His dad, Serada's dad, was a drunkard. So he used to come back, like he's walking at night drunk. He's coming back home and he's singing some song. What is that song? But you didn't know all these things. What is that song? Who knows that song? Some song, who knows that? You guys know it. I wasn't supposed to preach. So, what is that song? You know it. Anyway, so he came back. Now, David went, he's coming back. Jesus went, he's coming back. As king, glory be to God. As what? As king. But I want to know about my country. I'm curious why God has all of a sudden gotten me interested in the history of Uganda. I'm curious. One of the things that I'm ashamed to say, I'm ashamed to say this, but I think I have now grown up. I'm telling you the truth. I've not been interested in you. Who cares? But why all of a sudden you get interest now in where your country? It looks like now all of a sudden, Katie, I've grown up. Amen? You understand? There's someone who I was talking to, then he said, I think now it's because now your time has come. By the way, do you know at what age Museveni went to the bush? Around 30-something. And before he went, he was a minister of defense. Ish, man, this thing is amazing. So now you're here, you're 34, but you still think you're a kid. You know, we are young. You know, us young people, we need advice. You understand? You know, you guys, then a guy is 35, he becomes a pastor and says, man, the guy, you know, these young pastors, Museveni, before he went, he was first a minister. Before he became a minister, he first went and fought Sab, you understand? Do you know what age these NRM guys came into power? The guys who are what? Who are, you know, early 30s. Okay? So, you guys, you should stop behaving like kids, thinking like what? I'm telling you, anyway, now for me, I'm not 35, I'm much older than that, and now I've just grown up. I'm telling you, it's sad, very, very sad. That's why I'm saying I'm ashamed of myself. But I think one of the things God now is getting me to get interested in the country, I think number one is because of this, what? Maybe the FPO thing and then the Serada thing, you understand? Because you can't be at that status and you don't know what you're going to deal with. You don't know where you've come from. Do you understand? In fact, I wrote to your dad last week. I tell you, you know, I know you're what, you know, knowledgeable, can read. So recommend the history books. Then he sent me a list. Read these three. I'm going to buy them. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? You know, it can't be. Now, like, if you're the leader of the church in Uganda and you don't know your country, really. Do you understand? You have to know where you come from. You have to know how to deal with kingdoms, how to deal with these kings, how to talk to their subjects. You understand? From a point of knowledge, no one just blabbering, shouting, glory be to God. Amen? Because you know the Jewish history. You know the first king, you know, David. Then what, Solomon. And that's great. But you should also know your history. The first president. Do you know who the first president was? Who was the first president? You are at university. No, these two are arguing. You can really see things are serious. The first president was Mutesa. But apparently, I read that Obote it was just a trick. Get him as president, then mess him up. Any of these things, Then anyway, Mutesa, last night, I read the Bible, but one of the other things I read was how Lule was thrown out and how Binaisa. Do you know what guys did? You see, by the way, I'm talking spiritual things. You guys can think now, Moses, you've lost it. But you see, you have to what? We're in Uganda, and God wants us to know how to deal with this country. And, you know, it is said that those who don't know history, repeat it. Glory be to God. Do you know how, anyway, so Amin had been thrown out. I think you guys say, Pastor Moses, oh, you have missed this, you're going off track. Because Thursday together, intercession. Good, you pray for me. Now, you know they had thrown out Amin. They had thrown out Amin. So guys fled too. Yeah, so guys were in TZ and exile. They came back. And Museveni was among them. So when they came back, they had a committee which was like the real government, the real what? Leaders, you know, led by some guy, Rugumayo. Rugumayo was my dad's best man. Anyway, but that's not important. So, now, they had agreed how they're going to govern this country when they come. Not using the Uganda constitution, what they had agreed from in what? In Tanzania. So they got Ulule to be it, because he's a Muganda, then he's a professor, soft-spoken, he's a nice guy, he will be accepted. So they got him. So when Lule becomes president, he begins to do his own things without consulting the real guys who have the power, who put him in power. So what these guys did, they organized a meeting, State House in Tebe, they called him. Then they voted who wants him out, wants him in. Just like that. Within less than a day, just a vote, and he was out. Finished. Then Museveni apparently drove to Kampala, picked Binaisa, took him to Entebbe, and you're the one now. That's simple. Semogele was like, just like that? Just that simple, Not being what guys what? I've told you, guys were in power. Amen? But now, this kingdom, amen? Now, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 23, it says, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountain, and shall be exalted above all the hills, and all nations shall flow to what? To it. Okay? Verse 3, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path. So during the millennium, people will be flocking to Jerusalem to be taught by the Lord. Now, this, you might think, we shall be going there and he teaches us the Bible. But Jesus is not coming just as a king of the Bible to teach us scripture. This scripture means this. Then he gives you a deep revelation. For those of you who like deep things. Amen. Deep, you know. You see, other things will be happening. It's supposed to be there. Commerce will be going on. Trade, law, the justice system. So people will be going there to learn those things there. Do you understand? Not just to teach us the word, Abraham. Hallelujah. You see, people will be going there, all kind of information. Maybe even all those things, how to do hair, how to do makeup. I'm telling you, beautifying things, knowledge. Hallelujah. Knowledge in Jerusalem. Okay? So now don't think I've lost it because now I'm reading history. Because some people will even be going there for how to what? How to do manicure and pedicure, By the way, you guys, you had better know what is coming. Don't make it like angels will be flying around. They will be there, yes, but life will go on, you understand? But in a glorified way. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16 and 17. Every year, once a year, pilgrimages will be made to Jerusalem. The way people make pilgrimages to Namugongo. Hallelujah. Amen. Namugongo. You know, I was in the Smack Chapel Choir. But I wasn't a Catholic. But I was in the man, senior one. And senior one, guys have cute voices. Can do soprano. So the senior ones were the ones doing what? Soprano. Because remember, it is a single-sex school. So someone has to do soprano. So it's senior ones. Before their voices break, So I was there then. I was very active, Then senior two, then some guy. Now, one of the great things about being in the non-worship team, in the choir, was 3rd June, you go to Namugongo. 3rd June, man, you get out of the school and go to Namugongo, man. So, man, they were being in the choir, smart, privilege, you go to Namugongo. I went to Namugongo, I think in senior one and senior two. Okay? Then the choir also used to have end of year, a Christmas thing at Nabinonya. Amen? Anyway, pilgrimages. So it says, it shall come to pass that everyone who's left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the king, to worship Jesus. Live. Jesus will be there live. To worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of tabernacles. So this means that some of the things that were done in the Old Testament, festivals, they're going to resume. They are going to resume. You guys say the Old Testament, Yagwa. You understand? Now, those are yours. Those are what? By the way, sacrifices. Animal sacrifices are going to resume in the millennium. How? You read your Bibles. They're going to resume. The feast of, you read it, in that feast, some of the things that happened was animal sacrifices. But they would do them not, but in, like to like in remembrance of the Lord, eh? Just like you do the Lord's Supper, holy, you know, when you remember the Lord, you understand? Eh? So the ritual is not it, but what it represents. Okay? So these things are going to resume. And you had better know that so that you don't get shocked and you think, no, this is not the Jesus, because the Bible says that this thing stopped. And said, no, I don't agree. I'm waiting for another Jesus, the one who abolished the law. Animal sacrifices are going to resume. Are you listening to me? Now, so you have to go to Jerusalem once a year. Then it says, verse 17, and it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. Now, which is better, tear gas or no rain? So in the millennium, during the reign of Jesus, some guy's man, he will withhold rain. He will do what? No, Jesus. Say, you guys. Eh? One of the things that that annoyed Mwanga, Kabaka Mwanga, was these Christians who began to say that there's another king. Eh? For us, our king, what? Say, you're joking. I'm the only man. You're not king, you say, these guys. Eh? So I think there will be some guys that say, no, for us, we have our king. King, or your what? Say, okay. Shoo, the whole of Toro, no rain. No rain until you what? You know, he said you rule them with iron what? Scepter. And one of the ways he does that, no rain. In the millennium, no rain. Meaning that, man, you know, some areas will have drought, eh? Until you get sense in your heads. Jesus withholding rain. And I told you there's something called testing the power of the age to come. These things still happen, eh? They happen to what? A degree. Where God withholds money from some people. You know, he withholds money from people. His kids. You know, they're not worshiping me. I give them money, they just go and worship what? Other stuff. So, shoo. Withhold what? Amen? So right now, you had better live like Jesus is king. Because you might be doing yourself a disservice. You know, some of the financial hardships you're going through, it could be just this one thing. Where it is Jesus withholding. So that he can wake you up. Say, okay, now I agree. Okay. You're king. Okay, give me the money, you're king. Amen? The way politicians act. Kategaya, he disagreed with removing the term limit. But was God for removing or for not removing? From the dreams I got later when God wanted Museveni back in 2006, Kajemo, which year was that, you know? Then last year where God said, Museveni has found grace in my eyes, he's coming back. Last year, you think the guy rigged it? I know he rigged it, but I think even if he hadn't rigged, he would still have won. Because I had a dream, because I was like, God, who do I vote? For me, I just can't go with the bandwagon while just shouting, God, eh? And I had a dream where God was saying, Museveni has found grace in my sight. That is 2016. Okay? 2011. Then 2006, I think. Eh? No, 2011. Asked him that, no. Then he showed me in a dream that Museveni is the one good for the church. And I voted for him then. So now it looks like, of course I'm not saying it is, but it looks like God was also behind the removing the term limits. It looks like. Because if he says, yeah, I want him to come back in 2011, then in 2016 I want him to come back, you know, the guy who removed the term limits, so it looks like God wanted that thing to be what? Looks like that. Amen? That's what I'm telling you. These things are not simple. You had better stop shouting things you don't understand. You might be working against a king. Hallelujah. I know you're feeling bad, but I mean, I didn't come. I don't think God sent you to church today to make you feel good. Did God tell anyone that? Go to LA and you feel good. The feeling good ended with, I love you, Lord, you understand? And it's coming back, I guess. Amen? So, no rain, withholding rain, in the millennium when Jesus is reigning as king. Hallelujah. Amen? But for some of us, we shall have glorified bodies. Amen? So, whether rain or no rain, it's just, Hallelujah. And we shall be one of the people. I have to sit on the throne. I have to sit on the throne. Huh? The only people that can mess me up is you guys. If I start giving in to your canoe, you understand? But I was like, as long as God is paying the rent, I'll just do what he tells me to do. I know people get them out, Hallelujah. Now, the great thing, one of the great things that will happen is the curse will be reversed, for a degree, amen, to a large degree. Isaiah 65, verse 20. Isaiah 65, verse 20 says, no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years. Someone 100 years will be a child. Now Sandra is not even 25. So where does she lie? 100. Amen? That means that in that time, women will be glad to tell their ages. She'll say, I'm 200 years. And say, oh, wow, she's young. Say, wow, Who is the youngest? Then they raise up their hands. How old? 187. The youngest, senility. Because a child will be 100 years. A child. Isn't that awesome? Amen? So, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years, shall be accursed. Even sinners. A sinner dying at 100, say, man, what a curse. Glorious days are coming. Amen? Wonderful days. Hallelujah. Then, for those who are sick, there will be a very powerful healing ministry on the earth. Healing ministry. Healing. Again, I say those things. You can test the powers of the age to come. Hallelujah. Hey, man, there are so many things. Hey, but sometimes I sit back and I'm like, what? By the way, it doesn't matter what I was going to say. But it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I remember a time, God has given me so many things in the spirit, and which I haven't seen nothing, man. Thank God I know faith. I know what is called faith. I had a dream like 4 years ago, but right now I don't remember having. I had a dream when Kenneth Hagin appeared to me, and he told me that you're going to do 10 times what I did. One of the key things about Kenneth Hagin was the healing ministry. Now, I don't remember. Maybe I've forgotten. The last time I prayed for them. Well, I don't remember when I prayed for a person who had a headache and he's got here. I rarely pray for sick people. I just see up like this and then I close the service. But now there's this promise, 10 times what Kenneth Hagin did. And that thing has to happen. Amen? Why some of these things haven't happened? Even when I say them, there's some of you, who look at me saying, but Moses, really, 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 really. The other day, I showed you that kid. Sometime last year, I had a dream when some kid, Jera, you know, Chanel at Vine, Eden's friend. When the kid was telling me that small church that you have built, it's going to become the largest. Last year, you know. Now, I don't know when LAT, because I know they put in 90 chairs. And now when you count, some are empty. You know, largest, but now, when was the last time you sat 100 people? You know, all those things just seem like, you know, silly things. I know Emron is waiting to talk about what? The shoes that I got a few months ago, like 2 months ago. Shoes, man, second-hand shoes. But nothing. Amen? Now, healing ministry. Isaiah 35, verse 3 to 6 says, strengthen the weak hands, make the feeble knees firm. Say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Do you understand? With the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. This is healing ministry. Don't spiritualize this verse. You understand? Millennium, people's eyes are going, the blind shall see. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Healing ministry. And then when they get healed, if they die at 100, they will say, man, what a curse. Glory be to God. So people will be healthy in the millennium. Hallelujah. Amen? But you can test the power of the age to come now. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, then it says somewhere that like Israel will be like Eden, like the Garden of Eden. Ever seen that verse? Yes or no? Don't be like now you're spiritual because now the service is ending. Amen? Isaiah 36, just put it 35. No, like Eden, like the Garden of the Lord. And that garden will expand to all the nations. You know, But those who don't go for pilgrimage, inamugongo, no rain, no Eden. So you had better tell your bookings to prepare to bar to the King of Kings. Glory be to God. Amen? You understand? And it goes on. There are so many things about this. One of the things he said, there will be no war. Isaiah 2 and 4. No war. Swords will be turned into farming equipment. That's what it says. It's there. No war. People, and those who continue to fight, the Lord will come after you. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So that is a kingdom. The kingdom with a king, who if was told about, who crushed the serpent's head. You understand? The kingdom that was promised to David. That king is coming, and the kingdom is coming. Glory be to God. Amen? However, you are right now in that kingdom. You understand? Now live like Jesus is your king. Amen? Please live like Jesus is your king. Don't do just what you want to do. Always inquire. Don't take sides before you know which side God is on. Hallelujah. Don't take what? Of course, have opinions. Have opinions. That's not wrong. But don't want to die for opinions. When you don't know which side God is on. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? And like Rick Jr. says, always inquire of the Lord before you make major decisions. Always do what? Before you make what? Major decisions. Major decisions. One of the key major decisions is who you marry. Inquire of the Lord before you make what? Don't just marry a guy who has sharp nose, you know, went to smack, you know, knows the history of Uganda. You know, gay talk, you know. Jesus, my guy has no idea who the king, the concept of kingship. Glory be to God. See, guy, chick, 22 years, you know. She's going to mess you up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I told you I wasn't supposed to preach. So that's what we have done. Glory be to God. So Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.